Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter and you've come to the right place today.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. It's time to learn some English. Today's topic is language.
And the title of our lesson is, What Does Your Dog Say? What does your dog say? So, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, yesterday we learned that Susie did not sleep very well. She was very tired because her dog was barking all night.
Some pets can make lots of noise. Today we will continue to talk about sounds. Let's learn about some right now. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Rob and Taylor are working on Rob's show. They want to make it better. Taylor suggests they add some sounds. The sounds will make the show more exciting. They can add a knock when Rob knocks on a door. And they could add a bang or a clap when he closes the door quickly. Where else should they add a sound? Rob will ask Alex for his opinion.
Well, I have an idea. Let's make some sounds right now. Marie, can you clap your hands?
Yes, I can.
Very good. We might clap our hands after watching a great show or a movie, or after a friend wins a game.
That's right. Well, before we learn more, let's visit Christina. She will tell us our keywords for today.
Hello, Taylor 和 Rob 在制作节目。Taylor 建议在节目中加入一些音效。Taylor suggests they add some sounds. 动词 add 就是添加的意思。音效可以让节目更精彩。The sounds will make the show more exciting. 句尾的形容词 exciting 表示令人兴奋的。比如 Rob 在敲门的时候可以加上敲门的音效。敲就是 knock, 字首的 K 是不发音。这是比较特别的地方。Let's add a knock there. 然后 Rob 又建议关门的时候可以加 bang 的声音。所以在英文里砰一声是用 bang 这个字。They can add a bang when they close the door. Taylor 觉得 bang 的一声可能太大声了，应该用 clap 声音就可以了。Clap 是类似拍打的声音。Maybe a big clap is better.在节目里加上音效真的很不错，他们还想要继续想想还有哪一些地方是适合加音效的。Where else should they add a sound? 副词 else 表示其他、另外。
So, what do you think, Taylor?
Your program is good, but I think we can make it better.
How? What do you suggest?
Let's add some sounds to make it more exciting.
Good idea, Taylor. But where should we add sounds?
Well, at the start, we can add a knock when you are at the door.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Rob and Taylor are working in the office.Rob wants to know what Taylor thinks of the program.
Taylor thinks the program is good, and I agree. The program is good, but I think they can make it better.
I think a little change would be good, and I think Rebecca would agree too. Here she is to teach us today's grammar point.
Friends, let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. Today, you're going to learn how to use the word that in a sentence. I think that something. Let's look at some examples. I think that she is beautiful. And another example. She thinks that you have a new car. Make sure that you go out and use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Well, I think Rob and Taylor can make the program better. They can do something different, something the audience would enjoy.
What do you suggest?
I'll have to think about it some more.
Marie, what do you suggest? That's today's
calendar phrase.
What do you suggest?
What do you suggest?
你的建议是什么？
Yay! The vegetable soup is ready. What do you think?
We can make it better.
What do you suggest?
Add salt.
Okay, now what do you think?
We can make it better.
What do you suggest?
Let's add pepper.
Okay, now what do you think?
We can make it even better.
What do you suggest?
Let's add vegetables.
Vegetables! That's a great idea. I forgot.
What do you suggest?
What do you suggest?
你的建议是什么？
Okay, everyone. So what does Taylor suggest? Very good. She thinks they can add some sounds to the program.
Let's talk more about the word add. You can add some sugar to a cup of coffee. In the spring, you can add some new flowers to your garden.
Rob and Taylor can add some sounds to make the program more exciting. So what are some things that you find exciting?
Traveling. Traveling is very exciting. I am already planning my next vacation. I also find roller coasters very exciting. Some roller coasters go really fast. It's a lot of fun.
I think it's exciting when you try new things, like going on a plane for the first time or trying a new sport.
Well, now that we learned about the words add and exciting, we can go to Christina. She will teach us more about the sentence Taylor said.
Taylor 建议加一些音效使节目更精彩。Let's add some sounds to make it more exciting. 我们先看后半句的 make it more exciting。这里的 make 是使役动词，可以在后面加形容词或是比较级的形容词，像是 make it better 使它更好， make the room warmer 使房间更温暖，或是 make him more popular 使它更受欢迎。这些都是使役动词 make 的用法。Taylor 说的全句是 Let's add some sounds to make it more exciting. 所以我们也来学这个句型。比如说 Let's add some colors to make it more beautiful. 我们加点颜色让它更美丽。
Thanks, Christina. Rob wants to know where they should add sounds in the program.
Taylor thinks they should add a knock in the beginning, when Rob is at the door.
That would be a good idea, and it makes sense. If you ever go to a friend's house, you knock on the door.
Right, you knock on the door so people can let you in.
Adding sounds to the program is a great idea. This will make the program feel more real.
Yeah, and Taylor and Rob will talk about some more ideas later on. So let's take a short break before we hear about them. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back to the show, friends. We hear sounds every day. at home, at the office, and in the car, too. So what are some sounds you hear every day?
Well, I always hear my telephone ringing. A telephone goes like this. Ring, ring. And I also hear my clock. A clock goes like this. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
There are so many sounds around us. We hope you think about them while we're watching this next conversation. Let's watch together.
Now, where else can we add a sound?
We could add a bang when I close the door quickly.
A bang may be too loud, but we could add a big clap.
Yes, that's better.
Well, let's get another opinion. Where's Alex?
Alex was too busy to help this morning, but I'll find him now.
Thanks, Rob.
I think it's great that Rob and Taylor want to make the program better. Adding sounds will make it very exciting. Where else can they add a sound?
Well, before we talk about that, let's talk about a word you just said, else. Marie, can you make some sentences using this word?
Sure. Our plan was to go to a movie, but then we decided to go somewhere else. Here's another one. Besides lettuce, what else do you like on your hamburger?
And where else can we add a sound? That's right. They could add a bang when Rob closes the door quickly.
A bang is like a loud noise. If something falls, like a chair or a computer, it will make a loud sound. That sound is called a bang.
Right. You can say, "Don't bang the door because the baby is sleeping." Taylor thinks a bang might be too loud, but they could add a big clap.
Oh, a clap.
That's right, but they're talking about a different kind of clap. The clap we are talking about is also a loud noise. For example, thunder and lightning make a big clap and boom.
Oh, yeah, that is a loud noise. Well, Taylor thinks a clap would be better than a bang, but she wants to get another opinion. Taylor says, let's get another opinion. Here's Christina to teach us more about this.
到底关门的时候应该加bang的音效还是clap? Taylor 跟 Rob 讨论过后觉得应该要听听别人的意见,所以他说, let's get another opinion. 名词 opinion 就是意见或是看法, let's get another opinion, 就是我们寻求另一个看法吧。 另外有一种说法常常发生在医疗情境中, 有人会说, let's get a second opinion, 尤其是听到医师做出重大的诊断或者是治疗决定之后, 很多人会再找第二个医师, 请他提供看法, 做一次的确认, 这个时候就可以说, let's get a second opinion. 另外大家讨论提出意见之后, 你还希望有更多的选择和不同的想法, 就可以说, let's get a different opinion.
Thanks, Christina. So Taylor wants to get another opinion about the sounds. She wants to know what Alex thinks.
She might have to wait because Alex is too busy to help this morning. But Rob will try to find him.
So what is the difference between a fact and an opinion?
Well, a fact is something that is true, and an opinion is what someone thinks. I'll give you a little test. Tell me if I'm saying a fact or an opinion. All right, here we go. The color blue is a very nice color.
That would be an opinion. Not everyone likes the color blue.
That's right. Here's another one. There are 7 days in a week.
That is fact. I have one for you. It's time to review our keywords.
It's time to review our keywords. That would be a fact. Well, friends, let's do that right now.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Add. Add. Can you add two songs to that playlist?
Exciting. Exciting. The roller coaster was very exciting.
Knock. Knock. Was that a knock at the door?
Bang. Bang. The wall fell down with a bang.
Clap. Clap. I heard a clap and turned to look.
Elf. Elf. When else can you go? Friends, those are our keywords. Keep on practicing. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
So, what do you think, Taylor?
Your program is good, but I think we can make it better.
How? What do you suggest?
Let's add some sounds to make it more exciting.
Good idea, Taylor. But where should we add sounds?
Well, at the start, we can add a knock when you are at the door.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Now, where else can we add a sound?
We could add a bang when I close the door quickly.
A bang may be too loud, but we could add a big clap.
Yes, that's better.
Well, let's get another opinion. Where's Alex?
Alex was too busy to help this morning, but I'll find him now.
Thanks, Rob.
Some English words are just sounds. We use these words to describe the sound. Well, let's take a look at a photo.
Aww, look how cute those animals are. Those dogs and cats are adorable. I'm sure they make cute sounds too.
In English, woof is the sound a dog makes. These words are nouns, but we can use them as verbs too.
That's right. For example, you can say, I heard a cat's meow. But you can also say, a cat meowed at me.
Well, let's make some sounds together. What does the wind sound like?
The wind.
That's right. What sound does a person sound like when they are sleeping? That's right. Okay.
Well, here's one for you, Peter.
All right.
What sound does a rooster make early in the morning?
Rooster. That's like a chicken, but a male chicken. Okay. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh, that will wake anybody up. Well, sounds are important no matter what language we use them in, whether we say sounds in English, in Chinese, or in Italian.
Right, any language. Well, this was interesting. We hope you found it interesting, too. Let's go to our friends and see what's happening at Jungle Chit Chat.
James! Wake up!
Oh, sorry. I'm so tired.
You look tired. Did the dog bark again last night?
No, but other noises woke me up.
Other noises? Like what?
Well, I was sleeping and I heard a loud knock.
A loud knock woke you up?
Yes, like a knock on a door. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Very funny. Later, I heard a big bang, bang.
Bang? Did that wake you up?
Yes. And later, I heard a loud clap.
Clap? A loud clap woke you up? Anything else?
Yes. A scream woke me up. What was making that noise?
I was making that noise. I love making noise. It's so exciting.
Ginger!
Sorry. Boom. Knock, knock.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about police officers. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Officer True Wright. Hello, Officer Wright.
Hello, Rob. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for being here. Officer Wright, I have a question today from Judy Hopps of Farmville, Virginia. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Judy writes, I want to join the police when I grow up. Boys are called policemen, but what are girls called?
That is a great question, Judy. I'm so happy you want to be a police officer. Being a police officer is a great job.
It is a very important job. So, Officer Wright, what about Judy's question? What are girl police officers called?
Well, we can call them policewomen or just police officers.
I see. We can use police officer to talk about a male or female officer, right?
That's right. Many jobs today can be done by a man or a woman, so there are many job titles that are changing.
Right. For example, we say mail carrier and firefighter.
Or server and salesperson. These words can be used for both men and women.
Because men and women can do these jobs.
That's right.
Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, when you're learning a new language, you find out about that culture, too. It's been fun to talk about different sounds things and animals make.
That's right. And you know what, Peter? I think we did a good job at making some animal sounds today. All right, friends, we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.